In today's Mishnah, we learn the first and second Mishnah in the 10th parak of Masechta Tarot, and we're once again dealing with a Beit Habad, which is an olive press. And we mentioned yesterday's Mishnah that if a chaver, someone who's careful with laws of Tumah and Tara, wants to hire workers and ensure that that which is pressed, the oil stays tahor, he can hire Ameya Aretz, people that generally are not trusted with laws of Tumah and Tara because it's not versed in those matters. And he can metaher them, he can make them tahor, so he ensures that they're immersed in the mikvah and become tahor, and then they can work for him. So the Mishnah says, if you lock the door to the Beit Habad, and to ensure the workers stay in there and they stay tahor, v'hayu l'sham, but within the Beit Habad, he forgot some items there that were kelim tmei midras. There were kelim utensils that were tameh midras, meaning these are like a mattress or a chair or something, a kli that's fit for sitting or lying on. And it became tameh midras, such that it is transfers tumah not just through direct contact, also it is carried or if it is moved. So Rabbi Meir says, in that situation, Beit Habad tameh. He says, the zaitim in the Beit Habad tmeim, the will tameh, why? Because we concerned the badadim, the workers there, they became tameh, they came into contact with this source of tumah, the kelim nida tameh midras. Rabbi Yehuda says, Beit Habad tahor, the whole Beit Habad is absolutely fine, because since the Baal Habayit was metaher of the Beit Habad, an individual, the badadim themselves are going to be extra careful. Rabbi Shimon says, well, it depends. It depends what kelim are tameh there. Im tahorim lahim, if these are kelim, these are vessels that the Am Haaretz considers as being tahor. For example, we said the big day Am Haaretz, the clothing of an Am Haaretz, are considered tameh for a chaver. So, but in their eyes, they would think that my clothes are completely tahor. So for regarding those items, if that was left in the Beit Habad, then a Beit Habad tameh because they're not going to be careful with such items. However, im tmeim lahem, if they treat such items as being tameh, then of course we would trust them in that situation, and a Beit Habad would be tahor. For example, the kelim, we know, for example, a nida sat on it, and they know that a nida is a source of tum, and a nida sits on such a kli that it will become tameh midras. Amar Rabbi Yossi says, "Michvin mat meot, elish eina ma'aretz bekim beheset." In other words, Rabbi Yossi says, "Look, granted you can trust them, but nonetheless, even those kelim that they view as being tameh, they might be careful against, say, not touching them, coming into the contact with them. However, there's other ways this form of tumah can be transferred from these items, as we explained, that even if they move it. For example, it was sitting on boxes and they need the space and they move the boxes themselves without touching it. They might view that as being not a problem. I didn't touch it. I'm tahor. But not versed in the laws that would also make them tameh through tumat hesed. So therefore, he says, even in that manner, the Beit Habad would be tameim. Sorry, meaning the olives in the Beit Habad would be tameim, because we consider them tameim. Let's now learn Mishnah Bet. Habadadim, these are referring to the people that work in the press. They were tahorim, they were completely tahor. Shayu nichnasim leBeit Habad, they entered the Beit Habad. Veyotzim, they're going in and out. Umashkim tameim betoch Beit Habad. And on the floor in the Beit Habad, there was tameh liquids spilled there. And important to note that these badadim, these workers, are walking in barefoot. Now, if someone touches tameh liquid, they don't become tameh as long as they don't touch it with their hands. We explained if they touch it with their hands, then their hands would be tameh. But simply walking barefoot would not make them tameh. So therefore, the Mishnah is, im yesh ben mashkim lezeitim, if there's enough space between where the liquids are to when they reach the zeitim, such that kideshi nagvu et ragleim ba'aret, such that their feet would dry, then we can say hare elu tohorim, because then we're not concerned that any tameh liquid may have been transferred onto the olives. As we explained already, they don't become tameh, and clearly also therefore if the feet dry, then the olives wouldn't become tameh either. Importantly, if they wore shoes, we already explained that tameh liquids would make kelim tameh, and therefore their shoes would become tameh by virtue of walking on this tameh liquid. So if they're wearing shoes, then the shoes would become tameh, but walking through the liquid, they would become a shein in the tumah, and that could be problematic for the mashkim within the Beit Habad, which would be the liquids that collect around the oil and make all the olives tameh. Mishnah continues, habadadim v'habotzrim. These the people in the press and those that pick the olives for pressing, shenimtzet tuma lifnehem, and we find tuma in front of them. Once again, we say ne'manim. We learned this in yesterday's Mishnah. They are trusted to say lo naganu. We did not come into contact with it. We did not touch it. That's as opposed to the previous Mishnah, where it was more complicated. These sherets only transfers tumah through direct contact, so they're completely trusted. What if that little child came along? They came along with their father to work. Now the concern is there, is that children will generally become tamid because their mother, who will become andida, she'll in her time of tumah, when she comes into contact with them, she cuddles them like that, would become tamid. So the workers are trusted to say, yes, we didn't touch our children that came along or passed by the Beit Abad. Let's continue. Yotzim chutz lapetach Beit Abad uponim lacharei hageder vehem torin. As we explained, that we want to ensure these workers stay tahor so that the product that they produce can also be tahor. What if they need to relieve themselves? So the Mishnah says they can leave, go out the petach or the Beit Abad, turn to go behind the fence and do their business, and they would still be considered tahor. We don't have to be concerned that maybe they came tameh in those few moments. The question is, ad kama yarchiku biyu tahorim? How far can they go that we can still be confident of that they didn't become tameh? And that's ad kedei shiyu ro'in, which means that if the Baal Habad, the owner there, can see them, is within eye distance, eye shot, then we say that we can still be tahor. However, if he can no longer see them, then we have to be concerned that maybe they became tameh, they'd have to immerse in a mikvah and wait till night time before they can continue work once again. Those are the Mishnah today.